Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there and it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Plus, you'll get the podcast there later on today. The weather is actually the news today. It is slick. Snow's coming down. I think the snow's going to continue. From what I saw here on TV, the snow will continue after noon today. So,
yeah.
Maybe 2 to 3 more inches of snow on the way, and it's slick, so be careful, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's, this is the stuff I don't really like. Like, I like a full-blown blizzard. This stuff kind of annoys me.
Yeah, and we're gonna get today, and then I think we get Thursday, and again on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So we've got two more systems coming through. And tomorrow morning, the low is supposed to be around 7 degrees. It's going to be single digits.
Yeah.
So it's cold.
That's just annoying.
And it's not going anywhere.
And you know what? I feel like I've been neighborhood shamed.
Why?
Because everybody's turned off their lights but me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they've all turned off their Christmas lights. And I feel like, because mine is a beacon in the neighborhood, like literally, it's so bright. It's like,
you're the only house.
Yeah, I have Bethlehem going on, like, but like times 10. And so everybody's turned off their lights. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the odd man out.
All right, I got an idea. Okay. I got an idea. All right. And this is just to make you feel better, okay? Maybe what they're doing is, like, they know they can't compete with your...
No, I lost.
Well, I saw your pictures. You should have won. I think you're just blackballed in your neighborhood. I think that HOA hates you, okay? Yeah. They don't care for you at all.
In fact, the news anchor, I won't mention who she is, the news anchor that lives in my neighborhood, she won.
Oh, really?
She kisses ass all the time.
Yeah.
When it comes to, oh, she loves the HOA. She probably contributes to their fund.
She's probably on the board.
Yeah, she probably is on the board.
Yeah,
she won?
Oh, it's rigged. Jamie, I saw your setup. It is a rigged competition.
Exactly.
You should have won. And I think some of your neighbors know that you should have won and you got dissed.
Yep.
And they turned off their lights just to showcase you for January.
Just thank you. Maybe that's
Jamie,
it.
Jamie White showcase. It's like, we can't compete with her. She should have won.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not that Biddy that's on the news.
She is Biddy.
The old Biddy. I ran into her one day at the grocery store.
Yeah, old Biddy. Yeah. I mean, Betty.
She knew who I was.
Her name is Betty.
Yeah. She said hi to me. I thought, well, how the hell does she know me?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not friends.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know you're not. We won't date her.
Yeah,
her name's Lucy.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you see the story of the snow plows that stopped that high-speed chase?
Is that amazing or what?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really great.
And normally, I was under the impression there's never a chase here. Isn't that the law, that they're not supposed to do a chase when it comes to chasing a robber?
No, I think they chase.
It's just motorcycles are not supposed to pursue them.
Huh? I don't know. Listen, he's been wrong all day.
What are you talking about?
Because they go really, because they go so fast, and it's really easy for them to escape cars. If they're doing like 100, they're just supposed to kind of let them go.
He knows the laws.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Okay, look at him. He's mad now.
Well, he was wrong about Demi Moore. He like literally interrupted my report for him.
He's shaking his head. He's turned his mic off. He's all upset over the moment. It's okay, man. It's okay. All right, so
anyway,
there was a robbery in Lakewood, close to my house, by the way. I live right up in that neighborhood. You know that, Jamie.
Wait, now you live Golden in Lakewood?
Boulder.
Well,
Lakewood.
It's maybe 15 miles from my house, but I live in that area, okay? Area. So there's a robbery up there in Lakewood, and the robber took off on I-70 and was headed toward Idaho Springs. And the Idaho Springs Police Department got wind of it and started to pursue. Well, they called ahead because they knew the snowplows were out and got them to hem him in. Box him in so that they could catch him.
Well, I guess they all were on the radio knowing that this was coming up, and I thought that was so cool. The only thing I was fearful of as I watched this happen is, like, we don't know the mentality of that guy in his car.
No.
And that takes some bravery to box that guy in, not knowing if he's going to jump out of his car with a gun.
That's a good point, too.
And I was worried for them, to be honest.
I was under the impression that we're not allowed, or the police, not we, but the police aren't allowed to do a chase in Colorado like they do out in Los Angeles, because it's very common out there. In fact, it makes the news out there. It's a big deal.
Well, they have people helicopters, and they watch it. Yeah.
Here's the news story.
To know how we got here, we had to start with 27-year-old Brendan Fuchs of Denver, who police say was driving a vehicle with a broken taillight and plates that had been reported stolen.
That plate was connected to an alleged strong-arm robbery case that Lakewood PD had.
Police gave chase, and the plow teams saw what was going on.
Figured somebody was in trouble.
Police and sheriff's deputies tried and failed to stop Fuchs. So CDOT plow workers volunteered to get involved and create a blockade on the way up Floyd Hill, where Fuchs was headed.
He swerved a few times, but there's nowhere he could go because the concrete barriers that are out there, there's nowhere for him to go. And he couldn't turn around and back down the hill because all the police presence behind him.
Yeah. A dangerous move, considering they didn't know how Fuchs was going to respond to being caught. But they did it anyway, to keep the roadway safe, like they always do.
But these are the guys on the ground that actually bought the chase.
Way to go, Fuchs!
You know, it's funny because the one report I saw, they were talking about how we don't understand that they just, not only do they, you know, plow the roads or whatever, but they pull over and help people that are stranded in the middle of the road, like kick up the hill. They do all these different things, and we just feel like they're just, you know, plowing the snow or whatever. But
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, so it was.
So they do roadside assistance?
Yeah, I mean, if the guy is like stuck on the side and they're like, well, you need to kind of get over.
Yeah. I mean, they're the only ones that really can assist with that.
I've got a little tip. If you're a robber out there and you're going to plan on robbing a bank today or something like that, don't be driving a car with a taillight out. You got a stolen car. At least make sure your taillights are working. That's going to get you pulled over.
You know what? That's a great PSA.
Thank you. I like to take care of my robber friends out there, you know.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Got a trivia question for you.
Yeah.
You don't seem very excited.
So I'm sorry. I'm in a loop from hell with United Airlines in my bag.
Oh no!
You didn't get back?
No, and I'm just in this like horrible chat loop from hell.
I thought yesterday when we left the show that they had notified you that
they're at DIA.
Oh, yeah, it's here.
They're at DIA, but they're not out for delivery. And then when I put out for delivery, they're like, enter your information. I keep entering my information. And they're like, did you get your assistance that you wanted? And I'm like, I hit no. And then they take me back to their systems, operating systems needs to be redone.
If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, Jamie's out in California. She's coming back here. She gets on a flight, and on the runway, they abort the takeoff. They're already at high speed and have to hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And so therefore you switch planes and whatnot, and the luggage didn't make it. So you've been looking for your luggage for a couple of days now.
Uh-huh.
Although yesterday here on the show, you were very optimistic because you'd got notification that it was leaving California at 8:30 yesterday morning.
Right. And I have notification that it has arrived at 1 p.m. yesterday, but it's not out for delivery. And then I keep going into this circle. And then it said due to the conditions in the Middle East. Midwest, in the Midwest or whatever, the wait time on phone is over 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So I've been on this robotic chat that their systems needs overhauled. I don't know. Yeah, because it keeps going back to the same place.
I guess
anyway, so I'm sorry about that.
I guess there's a lot of cancellations this morning, too, out at DIA because of the weather, obviously. And, you know, I know we're used to it, and they clear it off very quickly out there. But still, they've got some cancellations you might want to check this morning.
So that's why I was not. So trivia. I'm ready. I love trivia.
Right.
You know, I'm really good, by the way, at trivia. Have you ever played at bars? I love that.
No. This is more of a current pop culture.
I know, but I'm just telling
news
you.
Type.
Have you ever played at the bars?
I'm terrible at it.
You are?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
So I put my four fingers on the A, B, C, D, right? And then as soon as it takes down one, I pop the other finger. I was like, because it's like from playing the piano.
Right.
You're, oh, gosh. Like that.
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
you're on it.
Points.
You know, if it's a certain category, if it's like history or, you know, naming, you know, capitals and states and stuff, I still retain all that from school. But most trivia, I'm really terrible with it. Really bad.
All right, go ahead.
This has to do with J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Okay.
They finalized their divorce yesterday. Their net worth between the two of them is $550 million. Okay. How much of that do you think is J-Lo?
Well, she had
anybody know the answer?
She had
anybody seen this?
Line.
Okay.
She had a clothing line. She has a cosmetic company. She's just Jenny from the block. She used to have a little, but now she's got a lot.
Yeah.
We don't need her complete catalog read to us. It's a simple trivia question.
And
$550 million. And how much of that money is hers that the court yesterday with the paperwork they filed that she will walk away with?
$350 million.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, it's good. Good, Carson.
Oh. I'm gonna go 400.
Okay. Schmidel?
125 million, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. 400.
400, okay.
I feel like Carson saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
No.
Yeah.
He's a cheater when it comes to stuff like this. Yeah.
He does.
You are.
I didn't see it.
No, you are, though.
You do that.
You do that. Look at that smile.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dead giveaway
because
right there.
You know you do that.
Yeah, you
it's like a
croak.
Weird thing. It's like, you're like, I got to be right.
Yeah, cheater.
Listen, I may have done that in the past, but I didn't do that this time.
Can't we just do simple trivia?
Right?
Without cheating.
Nope.
$400 million.
Yeah.
He's worth $150 million. Now, that's
why.
Not chump change, but
you
still.
You know why? Because she's just Jenny from the block. She used to have a little. But now she's got a lot.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, your pukey morning show. Is she okay?
I'm a little worried about you two.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, and I think this is a first. I don't think that Jamie and I have ever had a little bug at the same time.
No.
But her and I both have this little bug this morning. She keeps calling it the norovirus. But if you know Jamie, she's out of the room right now, by the way. But if you know Jamie, she always jumps to the, you know, whatever the hip virus that's going around. If it's bird flu, norovirus, anything like that, she jumps to her own conclusion to what it is.
It could be the norovirus, though.
Yeah, well.
It really could.
I don't know. I don't think I have the norovirus. I think it's just something that's got my stomach a little upset this morning.
I had that exact same thing over Christmas. Actually, on Christmas Day, I had my stomach just wouldn't settle down. I had to make myself throw up to even feel better.
So she literally has left the room to go try to... Well,
pull
you know
trigger.
Why.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
why.
Yeah, try it.
I just did. I just took a break and went down to the restroom during
that.
And
crazy.
I did. So we both have this bug, and I don't know what's going... Oh, here she comes.
What?
I just talking about the norovirus.
No, it's just so contagious. It's funny because yesterday I was like, ooh, I feel a little nauseous. That is crazy. And I haven't taken semaglutide in like 3 weeks or whatever. So it's not that, obviously. Because usually if you take a shot, the semaglutide, you'll get a little nauseated, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't taken one of those forever. And so then I was like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, it's norovirus. And so I came in. And I told you guys, I was like, oh, all night last night I was asking Alexa, what time is it? What time is it? And I took that Ibiterol, whatever, it's anti-nausea.
Yeah.
It's over the counter. And I took like three of those and it knocked it out. It was really good, but I didn't bring it with me.
Oh.
And then you said that you had the same thing and you just went and threw up.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we were talking about when you walked back in here, that you were out of the room. And I said, it's kind of a first because I don't think you and I have ever had this same little bug
at
the same time. No. You know, normally it's either you or me, one of the two. And I rarely get sick. Yeah. I've got a pretty good immune system. So I don't know what it is, but it's in the air.
I know. I was like, this morning I was like, there's no way you can call it me. I was saying to myself, there's no way I can call in sick on the second day.
That I know, after out. Having 2 weeks off.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to power through it. It's going to be fine. But then part of the reason is, and this is just honest, is that when people start talking about being nauseated, it literally it makes me nauseated.
Well, you think about it more and it enhances it.
So I blame you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You always do. You always do. Gotta blame me.
I got to.
I don't know. There's a bug going around, but it's going to snow up until about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this afternoon. So the temperature's going to remain cold. In fact, single digits by tonight. So this isn't going away anytime soon.
Going back to the illnesses and all that, bird flu, I guess, killed somebody, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's. I think I saw. Did I see where one human had transferred it to another human?
I'm not sure.
I think they came out with that when we were on vacation, that it actually happened for the very first time.
It says somebody passed away in Louisiana, first death of bird flu. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is that I guess they already had some
underlying conditions.
So they had some underlying things going on.
Oh.
But you just bought eggs. Just be careful.
Man, I went to the store yesterday.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
No.
I went to the store yesterday, and Spadil, you were dead on, man.
Yeah?
Eggs are so expensive.
They are,
I bought an 18-pack, and it cost me $12.
Holy
$11.78.
That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, $12 for eggs?
That's wild,
And they even have the bird flu in them.
They don't have the bird flu in them.
You don't know. They might.
No, but they had plenty of eggs.
But even paid a little extra to get extra.
Even a dozen eggs was over $9.
Oh, that's so much money.
Stinking eggs.
Yeah, last time I went, it was $4.50. $9 is insane.
$9 for a dozen eggs.
First U.S. bird flu death is announced in Louisiana. So there you go.
My father-in-law, who's at the house, right? Mm-hmm. So yesterday, he ordered from Whole Foods to be delivered. And all he ordered was a bag of wings.
Wait.
They showed up at the door with a delivery yesterday from Whole Foods.
For a bag of...
With a bag of wings. Well, that's it. That's all we had.
And just be aware that they have a little thing going on where they charge you immediately $10 delivery tip.
Good. He deserves it.
Well, I know, but it's
just a bag of wings.
But it's probably on your account.
Yeah.
I said...
I'm sure your wife gave him your account.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with your credit card.
So good.
Oh, it's starting to hit home now.
Yeah, the tip was on $10. Was on
me.
Yeah,
so it was free to him.
Yeah,
they were pretty good wings.
Yeah, my guess is he doesn't have a Whole Foods account.
I got to check into that when I get home. One bag of wings. That was it.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know how to shut off the automatic $10 tip.
I
cannot
tell you
figure out.
You're not joking. There's an automatic $10 tip on anything from Whole Foods.
Yeah, when
I
they deliver. Yeah,
I've never had anything from Whole Foods. That's the first time I've ever gotten anything.
Yeah, and I'm always like, how do I get it? And then by the time I want to go in and like discover how, because everything you can't do anything on your app. You have to go in on a hard computer.
Yeah.
To literally do anything with Amazon to take off any streaming services or whatever, they won't let you do it through your app.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I've never ever in my life gone into a Whole Foods. Never been in the store.
That's crazy.
And I've never eaten anything from there that I know of. Yeah. Anyway, but until yesterday, these wings he ordered were unbelievable.
I've been preaching forever.
No, you're dead on, Jamie. Yeah. I mean, I got to give you props on that one because those wings were delicious. Now, I'm sick this morning and throwing up, but they were delicious.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Just saying.
Sure,
I don't know if
client.
That's an endorsement or not, but they were good.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, so this is crazy. You know, I have Jamie's Bravo Bunch, which is a Facebook page, and we talk about Bravo stuff, but we also talk about really every documentary and everything, and all the people are talking about, and I thought we had already talked about this, but I guess there's another documentary that's come out, and it's that Natalia Grace. I remember she's supposed to be like 6 years old. Remember, she's from Ukraine.
I saw part of that. It was disturbing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all talking about it right now. This was posted January 6th, 2025. Viewers are in for a ride when the curious case of Natalia Grace, the final chapter, returns for its third and final season in January. The Investigation Discovery series follows Natalia Grace, a Ukrainian orphan with a rare dwarfism condition, as she is forced to navigate a number of seemingly insurmountable challenges. Per a press release, it says the first two seasons have followed Grace's legal battle with her former adoptive parents. Do we know what this is on? What?
Didn't her parents adopt her? The adoptive parents, didn't they give her back or something?
I feel like they did.
I think they did. I think that she was beyond there.
Because she was actually 22 and not six or something
right.
like that.
And then they felt duped or something or couldn't care for it and they gave her back.
The show's on Max.
Thank you.
Yeah. I only saw one episode, and I didn't even watch the entire thing, but it was a little disturbing, I thought.
A DNA test suggests that Grace's age was closer to 22, making her about 7 years old when she was adopted. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm not involved, but all I know is Jamie's Bravo Bunch is all crazy about it. So, yeah, season 3 is out, so if you want to see that.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Hey, crazy. As BJ mentioned earlier, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reached a divorce settlement. Both parties waived spousal support in the settlement in addition to waiving further discovery proceedings. Once a judge signs off on the divorce, which will be next month, they will be free at last.
Yep, they had a prenup, so everybody splits and goes their separate ways.
Right, so now next month it'll be signed, and she is going to be dropping Affleck as well.
She is?
Yep, she's going to be Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be Jennifer
Lopez. I thought she was dropping the duck. I thought she maybe had that insurance. Affleck.
What?
When you said she's dropping Affleck, I thought you meant she was dropping her insurance.
No,
duck? No, I swear I did.
Affleck.
It didn't even hit. Oh, but yeah. I'm sick. I'm not feeling good.
Let's hear. Thank you for contacting the United Baggage Recovery Center. We appreciate your patience.
You're consumed over your luggage.
God. Please accept my heartfelt apologies for this unpleasant experience. It is not indicative of the standards we seek to uphold, as your bag has been delayed. Please allow me another 5 minutes to look into this.
5 minutes?
Jamie's Guatemala coat is in there.
Yeah,
so.
My Guatemala coat.
You're going to need that tomorrow morning.
Or Canadian. What is it again? Canadian
Canada
duck?
Goose.
Goose, yeah.
Yeah.
Canadian
two
goose.
Two of them.
Yeah. They're inside the bag. And they're not cheap, folks.
No, they're not.
Now, I don't shop over there at the duck company, but I'm telling you right now, they're not cheap, and they're lost right now.
They sure are.
Jamie's looking for
them. I need them.
Yeah.
Especially in this weather. They're so warm, literally, because the one that I got is Arctic rated, and it's so warm that you can't even wear it. It's so hot.
And today, of all days,
I know,
you need
tomorrow.
Your duck.
Yeah, and tomorrow's
going
to
be 7. Tomorrow's going to be like 7. Yeah.
Oh, man.
If I get frostbite, I'm going to sue United Airlines.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Their operating systems really, really. Anyway. Okay, yeah. So that's that. Jennifer Lopez, I already told you about that. Post Malone, what a great guy Posty is. Post Malone surprised a bartender in Houston. Well, first of all, I feel like he's a great guy, but I have some concerns, and I'll explain in a minute. He surprised a bartender in Houston with a $20,000 tip on Christmas Eve.
That's amazing.
Really? Right?
$20,000.
Whew.
Now, guess my concerns.
What?
Just
drunk?
No.
He's at a bar on Christmas Eve.
And he has a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's my concern.
Yeah, I would say you're liquored up if you leave that tip.
Well, not only that, but you have a little girl and it's Christmas Eve. Why are you at a bar?
Yeah.
Santa's coming.
Well.
You know?
Sucks that bartender's working on Christmas Eve. She's a parent. She wants to be with her 9-year-old, but where's your kid?
Exactly. So that's the thing he's talking about is the woman says that she's working two jobs, told the singer she was away from her daughter on Christmas Eve because she had to work. She said Post was the most humble celebrity she's ever met and meeting him alone was amazing, but then she couldn't believe he left her a $20,000 tip. And again, just like Carson was saying is... you have a little kid, too. Why are you at the bar? Santa's coming. It's weird.
You know, that doesn't make sense.
No, that's not healthy. You need to be home with the fam, you know? Like getting together.
In matching PJs.
Yes, exactly. We got stockings to put up. We got a cookie and some milk to put out. I mean, there are things that need to be done before Santa gets there.
I got to tell you, too, and speaking of kids at Christmas, having a 6-year-old and go through Christmas, it is absolutely amazing. I mean, a time of the year.
Isn't this your fourth time?
I had the other boys, but I forgot how great it was.
Yeah.
But just the whole scene at Christmas and the anticipation of Santa Claus, it's just cool. Very cool.
Please expect to have your bag delivered.
Here we go again.
Within 6 to 8 hours, or as soon as possible.
6 to 8.
Can't you just run out there and get it?
No, they're gonna
bring it to you.
Yeah.
Can they bring it here?
Then she's got to wait 6 to 8 hours here.
And after 11, we'll go out. The next morning is priority delivery. Okay, so they're gonna commence my delivery at 8 a.m. this morning.
Well, they could come here.
Well, I don't think this is a real human.
Yeah.
But I'm texting.
We'll get somebody on the line.
She's trying to. That's the problem.
I'm just saying.
Does anybody have a great customer service set up anywhere? Anywhere you call.
Yes.
Any complaint you... Who?
Yes.
Who?
E470. They're amazing.
Are they live?
Yeah. They're amazing.
So you actually talk to somebody?
Yes.
Man,
oh, that's
I'll tell
nice.
You. I had maybe 3 or 4 different situations where I needed customer service, and everyone I talked to sucked because you don't get anybody.
Yeah.
And they tell you you're on the hold. You know, your wait time's estimated at like 55 minutes.
Okay, but my favorite is when they leave you a callback. Like, they're like, hey, press 1 if you want us to call you back. We'll save your place in line, and we'll call you when it's your turn. That's the best.
No, I like that one, too. But the worst is the IRS when it becomes 5 p.m. Eastern time, and they just disconnect you.
Exactly. No,
yeah,
you're exactly right.
Oh, my God.
We pulled up to a drugstore the other night, and this is all about customer service, right? So Elise has to get some medication. And we pull up, and they close at 6, right?
Yeah.
We pull up, and it's maybe like a minute after 6. The lady literally is just helped somebody in front of us. She wouldn't give us the medication. No.
Sorry, folks.
It's 6 o'clock. We're not allowed by state law to give out the medicine after we close.
Really?
It's like, there is no state law. I can go over to King Supers and get it up until 8 o'clock. You're telling me that there's a state law. But she did. She literally pulled down
the thing,
that metal thing,
yeah,
and locked it right in their face.
Yeah.
And we're like, beating on it. Hey.
Remember when we were in Miami, I lost my phone, and I like reached through the wire cage as he was closing it?
Yeah.
No! No, my phone's in there!
Yeah,
I lost and found, and I got it, finally. Oh, my God. By the way, it's very important to put a picture on the front of your screen and know what it is, because they take a screenshot of your front of your phone, and you need to remember what it is. Not that it'd be hard, but because that's what they said, what's on the front? And I was like, it's me and my kid, and we're in the snow. And they're like, is this it? I'm like, that's it. That's it. Oh, God. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Okay. This is really disturbing to me. And it's a tangent. And, you know, it doesn't have to do with celebrity crap. Did you see that fluoride in drinking water makes our kids stupid?
Yeah.
What in the ever-loving hell?
Now, don't. Let's see. Where is it? Great Britain, right? They don't have fluoride, right? That's why their teeth are all jacked up?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah. I think they have those summer teeth. You know, some over here, some over there?
Yeah.
What they call it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the fluoride. Now, if we get rid of the fluoride, is that going to be us?
Yeah, we're going to have jacked up teeth.
We're going to all have jacked up teeth, or at least the kids will?
Yeah, unless you use toothpaste with fluoride.
But yeah, they're saying fluoride's really bad.
New research looked into 74 other studies exploring how the mineral affects children's brain development. It found a strong association between higher levels of fluoride in tap water and lower IQ scores. So here's my point on my tangent. Number one is I didn't breastfeed my son because I have a really poor diet and I don't think Truly's and pizza really go well with a child.
No.
So I used formula, but I used that one that said brain development. I think it worked.
Yeah.
But I used distilled water in it. So I never had fluoride in it. It always was distilled water that used with the mix, you know?
Yeah.
So that obviously worked. And then we used bottled water. That was his age group where it started bottled water. But you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't, because if you drink the tap water, now it's going to give you brain damage. And if you drink the water in the bottles, now you're going to have plastics in your soul.
Yeah, tiny little plastics.
Yeah. So what do we do?
Just drink beer.
Yeah, good idea.
That's all you got to drink.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure what to do. Yeah.
Or you could go with soda, but beer's probably better.
Probably so. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday because we're doing dry January, myself and some of my friends. A few have already fallen off, but that's okay. No judging. We don't care.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
6 days
in. We just talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I ask you, is the crew going to make it? Are they going to make it? You were so confident.
I wasn't so confident. I said, I'm pretty sure most of them will, but there's already been a few that just said, I'm only doing it for today. Remember we had a couple
that
said.
Yeah, they were honest. They were extremely honest.
I'll try it today.
So they did dry January 6th?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
They did dry January 6th. Not dry January, but the 6th.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So I was thinking about this yesterday as I was participating in dry January. I'm like, I'm drinking so much Diet Coke. There's no way this could be better for me than Truly's.
You're right.
Yeah, you're replacing your
I know.
Head. Yeah.
So I'm going to get some Truly's today.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke is listed as one of the worst for
you. I know.
You. More so than a regular Coca-Cola.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, I just bought Diet Coke to replace the Truly's. I have one now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is horrible for me.
She's lying. That's a Truly she's got in her hands.
Well, I actually bought the mini Diet Cokes, the little minis.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, it'll be less, so it'll be okay.
You know what? I think the same thing when I buy Cokes.
You
know what?
It's like the little mini one.
Those things are such a ripoff, though.
I know.
They're more expensive and less soda, and people love them.
I do, because I feel like I'm being better for my health because it's a mini.
You're trying to be healthier. Yeah, it's a less serving size.
I don't know. Right. Which do you think? Do you think it truly is better than...
From everything I'm reading, yes, yeah. I think it truly might be even better.
Definitely less sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't have any sugar. It's Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's the artificial sweetener that gets you.
Yeah.
But no, you've not had a good run this morning.
Well, I was just thinking soda in general.
It's Diet
but
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he said, Carson said Coke, so I was just thinking sodas in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go.
Today seems like a goofy day for some reason. But no, I'm just joking with you, buddy, okay? All right. Yeah. He's all set. Is that it?
Yes.
We're done. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson here to talk Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.